EAA Radio, live from the flight line and close to the action.
This is Digital Dave.
And Fast
Being
Eddie.
Buzzed there. And we are indeed joined by Mr. Jason Erickson and Dave Utcht. Dave, you're part of a very...
Elite,
that's the word. Group of people who have had their names murdered by EAA Radio.
That's all right.
Thank you for being so forgiving. And you guys are with a company called Whip Air, which it does all sorts of interesting things to airplanes. I understand. I heard interiors, avionics, and of course floats, which I always think of avionics when I see floats.
The parent company is Whip Air, Whip Line Floats.
Okay.
And we've built floats since 1960. And in current production, we've got the largest array of floats to fit a whole bunch of certificated aircraft. A spin-off of that is the new Whip Care. And Whip Care is is an acronym, but it is it's a group of services that we provide one-stop shopping for your aircraft.
Now, you guys concentrate on certificated airplanes, or can I bring my Wingsbang Special in there for an interior?
You can bring whatever you'd like to us.
Ah, okay. Though, as long as I got the money, you guys are happy to see me.
We do quite a few experimental aircraft, from the RVs to Lancers to the Falco we've got out here.
Oh, a Falco. That's a beautiful airplane.
Yep.
Is that on floats as well?
No.
You had to bring up floats, didn't you?
That's one of the reasons Whip Care was formed, because everybody says, oh, we just thought you did floats. And since 1960, we've done all these services, but it's been a byproduct of our float installs.
While my airplane's there, you guys think you can put this
exactly
in?
Exactly. Digital Dave buys a set of 6100s for his Beaver. And as long as it's there, can you put a radio in? As long as it's there, can you cover my seats and sheepskin? Or
as long as you're there, can you figure out how I can pay for it?
Yeah. Finance plan.
Oh, boy.
Visa and MasterCard are great.
I just have one question about flying floats. How do you pre-flight it? It's out there floating in the water. Can't get out there and look at the ailerons too easily.
Usually you're at a dock.
Okay, so, and you just flip it around.
You just rotate it around.
See? These guys have an answer for everything.
Oh, that's another mystery of life solved. Thank you.
One of the great... I have many mysteries in my life. So, how long have you guys been doing the Whip Care Center? Since the 60s as well?
Whip Care was formed in May of last year.
Okay.
We introduced it at the Brainerd Seaplane Fly-In, Brainerd, Minnesota, and it's had great response ever since. It's a concentration of services. It's mainly a marketing push to show everybody that we're out there, but it's gaining a lot of momentum. Dave will bring in a paint job, and it'll turn into an engine change. It'll turn into a prop change. I'll bring in something that needs paint. Next thing you know, it turns into a cowling repaint or something like that.
Time is money, so by having a service that you can take care of everything, it allows them to minimize their time, relocation, stuff like that.
Right. I was thinking you just get it all done in one shot.
Exactly.
And away you go.
All in one center. You just roll your airplane in and say, I need this, this, and that, and you guys can handle it.
Yep.
Well, what's your current backlog of aircraft? It sounds like you're kind of busy.
Quarter three is typically our slow time in the float plane world, because you don't bring your pontoon in, you don't bring your boat in. Typically, not going to bring your float plane in at all until either bend it up or you have a scheduled rebuild. But the beauty of Whip Care is it's not float planes. It's not just float planes.
Oh, you mean you'll do stuff with wheels on it, too.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Dave here handles paint and interior. I'm director of maintenance. And we have Rick Wallman, our avionics manager. At any given time, there could be any plane that comes in that spawns more work for the other departments. So even though typically quarter three is a slow time, you get surprised and you get this humongous job that just pops in.
Now, you guys, you just said you do paint.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do whatever I want? I mean, like, if you've seen the Super Cub out there with the airbrushed bear and everything on it, you guys
could
do that?
We have done some very elaborate designs, some things that out of the ordinary. We specialize in out of the ordinary. Customization... It's endless. We have staff on hand that can handle basically almost anything you need to have done.
Wow! If you can dream it, you can get it done.
Bingo.
We've recently entered the world of tail art, so we've got some De Havilland Beavers with beavers on the tail. We got De Havilland Beavers with mermaids on the tail. We've got King Ears with their wives on the tail. Some King Ears with their mistresses on the tail. So it's
okay.
Some King Ears with both.
Yeah, one on one side, one on the other, huh? Okay.
The Whip Cure name is kind of a funny story. We decided we are going to spin off. We are going to. We're still paid by Whip Air. We're still Whip Air, you know, in our blood, in our veins. But again, this marketing push, we're gonna come up with a new name. So we all gather in this room, and the only thing missing was beer.
Yeah.
As meetings
always goes better with that. You should know that.
It's the universal.
Lubricant,
inspirer, facilitator. There's the word.
There we go.
So we're in this room, and all the managers in there. We're coming up with different names, and they're going up on the whiteboard. And none of them got this ring. And I'm sitting there thinking the creative juices are flowing. I'm going to come out with some just rocking idea. I reach down into the bag of ideas, deep, deep, deep down within, and I'm fumbling around, and I come up with nothing.
Dave here
comes sliding home, and he says, "How about Whip Care?" We all looked at each other, put the pencils down, we're done. So we owe a lot of this to Dave. Dave is also a multitasker. He's huge into the different artistic parts of marketing. So not only trying to run two P&Ls, he's got to wrestle customers. And then on top of that, he's the creative guy. Obviously, the paint guy's going to be the most creative. So I got to stay within my FA boundaries. He gets a little more leeway.
He gets a longer leash.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, when you're painting an airplane, you still have to be careful, obviously.
Yeah, but you don't have to do STCs if you want to change the color.
This is true. Look at that Cub out there. That thing should definitely come with sunglasses.
Yep. Probably does.
Yep.
What's the wildest paint job you've done?
Well, we just finished a jet prop for a gentleman over on the West Coast. And basically it looked like a kid had his box of Crayola crayons. Instead of just drawing crazy things, it had a sunburst on the tail that looked like a form of a mountain, and it was quite interesting. The gentleman came and he was overly impressed on how it looked and how he put the attention to detail, and he was extremely pleased. Everybody else had to ask him, "What's the deal with all the crayon drawings?" So it's there's all kinds of different levels of complexity, and very simple and very custom. That's kind of what we do, is we get into customization.
But meanwhile, during the process, you guys are all running around scratching your head going, "I have no idea what this is going to look like."
I hope we don't have to strip and repaint it when he gets here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's expensive and messy.
Yes.
How long does it normally take you to do something like these? I mean,
normal aircraft, from a single engine, it's basically a 2 to 3 week process.
That's it?
Yep.
And that's a full custom paint job.
That's a full custom paint job, and it's completely EPA compliant that we deal with.
So you're using the waterborne's?
No, actually, the waterborne's are kind of falling to the wayside a little bit. It's all true polyurethanes yet. It's just the process of the chemical removing the paint is getting to be quite stringent, but there's chemical manufacturers that are making it work for everybody.
Well, there's also there's media blasting too that they sometimes use crushed walnut shells, baking soda.
Hey, wait a minute, we're media. I don't want to be blasted. That sounds painful.
Listen, if this show keeps going the way it is, we are going to get blasted.
Yeah. Somebody did make a suggestion about a career for us in the retail food industry.
Really? That's very interesting, because people think that painting an airplane is like painting a car. Now, Dave and I both have experience working at a friend of ours, a former body shop, and it's a lot of work to get a car ready for paint. I can only imagine that an airplane is about 10 times as bad.
98% of the job is preparation.
Masking, sanding.
How your preparation is.
Getting the parking lot dents out of the door.
Yep, the paint job is only as good as the preparation.
That's right. But the thing that you have to be concerned with is that with an airplane, there's control surfaces, movable parts, and I know that control surfaces very often have to be balanced, and there's a specific way of doing that.
Correct. Everything, when it gets to be an aircraft, you have to remove flight controls, balance them per the maintenance manual for that aircraft, and that's in accordance with the FARs.
And if you don't do that, bad things can happen.
Correct.
Yeah, you'll get runs.
And a funny little thing called flutter.
Little flutter,
yes. We don't worry about flutter. We're not going to build anything that's ever capable of going that fast.
Well, that's just it. You don't have to be going fast sometimes to get flutter. If things are just poorly assembled or improperly balanced, sometimes it doesn't take much.
So now, my airplane is in there for the total treatment.
Yep.
So it's going to go on a, like a production line system. First, we're going to do avionics and wiring. Then we're going to do interior. Then we're going to do paint. Or can you sequence it
anyway? Completely
way I want?
The opposite of what you're saying. We don't do anything end to end. We do everything on top of each other because that's how we're saving
minimize
time.
Downtime.
So the last time you taped the avionics tech in there and started spraying, I bet he was a little mad.
That's happened. We have
done push
that.
Come to shove sometimes.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And you're listening to EAA Radio, AM 1210, FM 100.7.
And on the web at airventure.org/radio.